to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is up? I'm hoping you can hear me well because I'm coming to you from my in-laws' floor right now. I don't even have my microphone. It is in the car. My father-in-law's in the car with Madison while she's napping because I didn't want to wake her up, and I'm in here recording an episode for you. It's a little bit of a shit show these days, but we are doing the damn thing, and I'm excited to chat with you quickly today about this because this is something that has been coming up a lot. I'm seeing it on comments, specifically on some videos on TikTok and things like that, just like I'm hearing of like, oh, but like, I don't know why I'm not getting pregnant. Like my period is regular and everything is normal. And then they're like listing things off. And I'm like, okay, wait, that's definitely not normal. So I think we just need to have a little refresher of like, what is actually normal when it comes to our period and what's not normal. And it's so important to know this because so many things are normalized in our society to be normal. That's actually not normal whatsoever. So we miss these little, you know, not little, but we miss these markers that our body is actually giving us because our body is always communicating with us. And the way that our body communicates with us is through symptoms through our body. So like your monthly cycle, like your ovulation, symptoms leading up to your period, your actual period, like it's literally your monthly report card. It's letting you know how things are going within your health, which like how amazing that we have this tool that we could literally see what's actually going on internally in our health without needing to like, without it being like a mystery. Like we know what certain symptoms, where they're going back to, what they're pointing back to without having to get blood work done. Blood work is like so inaccurate because a lot of doctors don't even test certain hormones on the right times. It's just, it doesn't give you the actual optimal ranges of things. It's just giving you what's normal, which is not optimal. Like there's just so many issues with it. So I always want you to know like, okay, what are these symptoms that I'm actually experiencing? What's normal? What's not normal? What does it actually mean? And what can I do to actually support myself? So that's what we're getting into today. So but wait, before I get into that, I want to make sure because I've been forgetting to talk about this. I want you to know of two free resources I have for you if you have not yet accessed them. The first is Creating Hormone Balance and Blood Sugar Balancing Meals. It's a free training I pulled from the Mind Your Hormones Method, our blood sugar module. If you've been here for a hot second, you know how important blood sugar is. I have a whole other program on it, but the free resource that I want you to have access to is How to Create Hormone Balance Meals. It's so essential. I've never worked with a client that has done this quote unquote perfectly, there's no such thing as perfect, but done this really accurately. And I've never worked with a client that was struggling with their cycle, with their fertility, that did not have some form of blood sugar dysregulation. So this is really, really important. So definitely get that. It's in the show notes for you. And the second one is if you are trying to conceive, I want you to make sure you're downloading my free Trying to Conceive masterclass. I teach you in there the root causes of quote unquote infertility. You know, we don't use that word around here, but you know what I mean. I want to make sure that you have access to that. And I teach you the root causes and also five things that you could do immediately to help support you in getting pregnant, staying pregnant, and having healthy pregnancy. So those are in the show notes for you. Okay. All right. So let's get into this. So let's just start with the timing of what's a normal cycle. Actually, no, let me start with what's not normal because a lot of these things are portrayed as normal and they're not. Like the first of all is pain. Pain, first of all, is not normal ever. Like whether you have pain in your back or pain in your, with your cramping or whatever it is, pain is not normal and it does not, and it should not be normalized. But for years, decades, pain during your period has been normalized in by society. And cramps are not something that just comes with having a period. It's not just like, oh, I'm a woman, I get a menstrual cycle, I get my period, so like cramps are just part of it. No, that's absolutely false. That's a direct reflect of you having too much estrogen in relation to your progesterone levels, which that's not the root cause of what your problems are. That's just what your hormone levels are at. I talk more about the root causes of stuff in that free training, so make sure you go download it. But that is not normal. So like, yes, you might feel some discomfort. Yes, you might have some bloating. Like you're gonna have a little bit of lower energy during your period, but you should not experience pain. You should not feel like, oh, I want a Midol or an Advil, or I need to stay in bed, or I need to take a Percocet. Like, I've had clients come to me that literally have to take painkillers because their pain is so bad during their period. It is not normal. And even if we're like, oh, it's just like a little bit of cramping here and there, it's like when we experience that and we dismiss it, it turns into a bigger problem, because that's our body letting us know, like, hey, something is off, or hey, I'm not detoxifying my estrogen properly right now. Like, I'm gonna show you that by giving you some cramps. So, like, number one, pain is not normal. Cramping is not normal. Okay. So if you're trying to conceive and you're experiencing cramps and stuff, that could for sure let us know an imbalance that could be preventing you from getting pregnant and having a healthy pregnancy. Is that the only thing going on? Of course not. It's never just one thing, and it's always multiple things, but that is number one. Pain is not normal. And also, I should say on this too, if you're on birth control, you don't actually have a natural cycle. So, like, these things won't really apply to you because we don't know how your specific hormones are working. You have synthetic hormones going on, and you don't actually have a menstrual cycle because your ovulation is turned off. If you're on the pill, the NuvaRing, the Depot shot, the implant, you're not actually ovulating. The bleed that you're experiencing is just a withdrawal from the medication, from the pills, from the hormones. So it's not a true cycle. So this won't really apply. But anyway, so pain number one is not normal. If you're experiencing like a lot of clotting and like super heavy periods where you're like, I have to change my tampon like every hour, or you have clots bigger than 1 inch, or your period is longer than 7 days, that is not normal. We want our period to be about anywhere from 3 to 7 days. So too long of a bleeding and too short of a bleeding, we don't want. You want it to be between the 3 days and 7 day mark. If you're bleeding for less than 3 days, then that's too little. And you could have some low estrogen. If you're bleeding for longer than 7 days, you could have some high estrogen. Now, some people, if they're like, oh yeah, I bleed for like 2 weeks, sometimes it's like I'm spotting for a week and then I'm bleeding for a week. That's another sign that there's something going on. Spotting is not normal either, which is, I think, one of the biggest things that people, that and the pain, it's like, wait, what? Spotting isn't normal? Like, what's going on? That is a direct result of you having low progesterone levels, because when you ovulate, you produce progesterone, and progesterone is what holds on to the uterine lining. That's why it's the hormone needed to get and stay pregnant. So if you don't have enough progesterone to hold on to that uterine lining, your uterine lining is going to start shedding before your actual period. And that's what spotting is, which is not normal. So like maybe you're bleeding for, you know, like 10 days, but 3 of those days are spotting and then 7 days are your period, right? Like you're, spotting does not count as like the start of your period. Day one of your cycle is not until you actually have full flow, where you're like, okay, I need an organic tampon or a cup or a pad or whatever it is. So again, we want your actual cycle, your actual period, I should say, to be between 3 and 7 days long, no clots within it. You want it to be like a cranberry color red. If it's brown a lot, that could be like sign of old blood being left up there. It could also be a sign of low progesterone. If it's really like light pink, that's could be a sign of low estrogen. And then if it's again, like really dark in color, like purpley, or it has those like really heavy clots and it's longer than the 7 days, that could be some excess estrogen that you have going on. And I'm going to support you with like what to do in a minute, but I just want to like go through like what you could actually be noticing. So that's what you want it to actually look like with no spotting. So like you want your period to just come full flow and then just end. We don't want it to be like spotting for 3 days and then a full flow and then spotting for another 3 days. Like you want it to be like, it starts and it ends and here we go. Okay. And like it comes, I only know that it's coming because I'm tracking my basal body temperature. I did not have any cramps beforehand. I did not have any PMS beforehand. I didn't have all this shit that I think is normal. It's just coming because I know it's coming because I'm tracking it and it's not disrupting your life. You're not reaching for anything to help with pain. Like you definitely will feel a little bit lower energy. That's totally normal because your progesterone, your estrogen, your testosterone, all your hormone levels are now dropping and they're responsible for your energy. So when those hormone levels are dropping, that is going to, of course, impact your energy. So that is totally normal. You should not be exhausted where you're like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I'm so tired. Like that should not happen. That's usually a sign that like you overextended yourself throughout other phases of your cycle. But you should, we'll definitely feel a little bit lower energy, but it should not knock you out. Okay. So that's what you want like your period to look like. And then for before your period, again, the spotting we just talked about, we definitely don't want that. Unfortunately, there's so many products on the market, specifically probiotics, that are absolute garbage that are not doing anything to support your gut. And Gut Personal is literally, it's designed to personalize gut support for you. They have a quiz that you could take on their website. If you go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, there's a free quiz. It takes like 5 minutes and you're going to input any symptom that you maybe have. Maybe you have some acid reflux or constipation or diarrhea or migraines or recurrent UTIs. Maybe you're recently on an antibiotic. Maybe you're just like, I'm pretty good. I just maybe have a little bit of low energy. I want to support my fertility. You could put all that in there and it's going to recommend which probiotic is going to be best for you because I have a few different ones. And then what other supplements on there are going to really support you for where you're currently at right now with your gut health and with your overall health, which is so amazing. I love it so much. Again, they have a ton of different prebiotics. I love their prebiotic is awesome. And if you're just like wanting general probiotic health, their go-to is great. If you're really in like a healing season, if you were just on birth control or antibiotics or whatever, the booster is great. But again, I really want you to take their quiz. But the things I take every single day without fail and that I recommend you take, no matter what your quiz says, is their Miracle Worker Magnesium. You already know I'm obsessed with it. It helps your poop better. It helps you sleep better. Magnesium bisglycinate is the form that we want, not any other form. This is the form that's most absorbable in the body and is most tied to supporting your hormones. It is essential for you to take it, whether you are trying to conceive, whether you are pregnant, whether you're postpartum, whether you want a healthy cycle, whether you're anybody in the literal planet, we need to be taking magnesium. So their magnesium bisglycinate Miracle Worker is a non-negotiable. I'm obsessed with their vitamin D3 plus K2 sunshine drops. They also have it in a capsule form, but I prefer the drops so you could really tailor your dose specifically to you and what you need for vitamin D, because that's going to be different for everybody. It's also going to depend on how much vitamin D is in your multi or your prenatal and stuff like that. So I really love that. They also have amazing greens and reds powders if you're looking for a good green powder. They have a women's probiotic if you're like, oh my God, I got UTIs. Like, what's going on? That's really helpful for you. Like, they have, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. I love their soother. I love the healer. Just go to their website, gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Take their quiz. See what comes up for you. But again, my diehards are the Miracle Worker Magnesium, their vitamin D3, K2 drops. I love their greens and reds powder, their prebiotic, and then one of their probiotics. But if you have any questions, obviously come find me. I know you're going to be obsessed with them. They're super high quality. My friend actually recently just purchased a ton of them and she has been working on her gut health for literally years. No joke. Since she's postpartum, she messaged me. She's been on it for 2 weeks. She was like, oh my God, Corinne, I'm literally crying. Like, I just had my first normal poop in 2 years. I'm like, yeah, girl, Gut Personals, what's up? Okay. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Use code Corinne, CORINNE, at checkout for 10% off literally anything on their site. You get 10% off. And if you have any questions, come let me know. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne, code CORINNE at checkout. Also, PMS is not a requirement, right? Like, feeling like you want to rip your partner's head off before your period, or you like can't tolerate, you know, your coworkers, or you're just like, I want to scream. I'm so irritable. Like, I'm super anxious. I'm more depressed. Like, you know, I'm getting my period. So da da da, like all this stuff. That is not a requirement. Yes, you will most likely be a little bit more sensitive. You're going to notice things more. You're going to kind of like, you don't have like rose colored glasses on anymore during this phase of your cycle in your luteal phase. Like, you kind of see things as they are, and it could make you definitely more sensitive to stuff for sure. That is normal based off of where your hormone levels are at. But what's not normal is feeling like you can't, like you're so irritable. You're like, oh my God, I can't, my period's coming. I'm like, oh, I just can't send anybody. I'm in such a bad mood. And like, you're blaming it on your period. It's like, no, it's actually because you have a hormone imbalance, and we could change that by changing the actions you are or are not taking. So let's not blame our period. The period is not the problem. Your period coming is not the problem. It's how we are or are not supporting ourselves that is the problem. Okay. So that irritability, that's like not normal beforehand. So like, you do not have to live with that, right? The boob soreness, having like really, really sore boobs before your period. If you notice they're like a little sore, it's not a huge deal. But if you're noticing they're like pretty sore every time, again, that could be a sign that you have too much estrogen in relation to progesterone levels. If you have like a lot of water retention, a ton of bloating, like you really gain a lot of weight before your period. Like, again, you definitely will experience a little bit of bloating when you actually have your period, because like, you know, you are shedding your uterine lining, that's going to, and your progesterone levels like right before your period are higher, which does cause a little bit of bloating. But if it's like extreme, we definitely, you know, that's definitely not a requirement. getting breakouts, migraines, all of that, that is just a direct reflection. Any type of PMS symptom, literally PMS equals low progesterone. Like it's simple, plain and simple. That's exactly what it is. And those low progesterone levels are coming from either one, you're not ovulating. And if you're like, no, Corinne, I'm getting my period, I'm ovulating. A period is not a sign of ovulating. You could only track ovulation with and confirm ovulation by tracking your basal body temperature and confirming it, or like, and your cervical positioning, or if like you're going to the doctor and they're confirming it for you. LH strips do not confirm ovulation. Cervical mucus does not confirm ovulation. Those let you know that you are approaching ovulation, but sometimes you could be approaching ovulation and then not actually reach it. So it's extremely important to actually confirm it by tracking your basal body temperature. My favorite tracker for that is Temp Drop, because it's so easy. It's an armband. You wear it at night. You wake up in the morning, you turn on the app. It syncs all the data for you. You don't have to sit with a thermometer in your mouth the whole morning, and it doesn't have to be where you wake up at the same time every morning. It's just so easy. My clients love it. So you could check that out, Temp Drop. I'll put the link in the show notes. You can use my code AFCorinne for 12% off. And sometimes they also have like sales, and you could stack my code on top of the sale, which is really awesome. But anyway, that's what I recommend for that. But if you have these PMS symptoms, if you have these like clots or the heavy periods or these excess estrogen symptoms, that is just simply because you have low progesterone in relation to your estrogen levels. And that's either from you not ovulating, you're not regularly ovulating, or you are ovulating. Like, no, Corinne, I'm confirming with my BBT, like I've got this down, but you're not properly supporting yourself in your luteal phase to keep those progesterone levels intact, which I have other podcast episodes on that, which I'll link below, but that's what's happening. And that's what's normal, what's not normal. Right. So I really want you to get clear on like, okay, especially if you are trying to conceive or you plan on ever, like, wow, these symptoms that I'm having, I'm normalizing. I didn't realize like getting a headache every month isn't normal, or feeling like I want to rip my partner's head off isn't normal, or this spotting or this clots or this pain, whatever it is, like not normal. Okay. And not to freak you out, there's of course things we could do to support yourself. Like obviously that's literally what the Mind Your Hormones method is. I've helped people who were on Percocets be able to go to yoga on their period. Like I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Obviously this is solved, can be solved naturally. You already know the vibe. But that's that. Now I want to talk about the length of your actual menstrual cycle, the whole thing, but from like day one that you get your period until the day before you get it again. What you want, what I want my clients to be in the range of 25 to 35 day cycle. Some people say a normal cycle is anywhere from 21 to 35 days. I personally think 21 days is a little bit too short. So I would rather you be in the 25 to 35 day range. And that's again, from the day one that you get your period, the day you have your actual flow, not spotting. We do not count that. Spotting is not, does not count towards your actual cycle, right? So day one that you start bleeding until the day before you bleed again, that's the length of your actual full cycle, all phases of the cycle. Again, if you're on hormonal birth control, you are not having a cycle. Okay. So I want that to be between 25 and 35 days. What's most important is the consistency of it, give or take. You do not need to have a 28-day cycle. A lot of people do not have a 28-day cycle. When I was getting my cycle, I'm currently still breastfeeding, so I haven't gotten my cycle back yet, but mine was always 35 days. I have a woman in the Trying to Conceive Accelerator. Hers is about 35 days. Others are like 28 days. Some are around the 26 days. So like, it does not have to be 28 days. What we want to see is consistency. It's like, it's always coming at that 29 day mark, 30 day mark, 28 day mark, like give or take a day or two on either side. So it's like one cycle, I got it on day 34. The next one, it was day 33. The next one, it was day 35. The next one, again, it was back to 34. It's like right in that range. Or you're like, I get it on day 25, day 26, maybe sometimes day 24. Like it's right in there. You want to see consistency. That's what's most important. It does not matter if it's 25 or 35, as long as it's consistent and it's in that range. What we don't want to see is sometimes I get it. It's a 25 day cycle, 43, 30, 21, 50, like all over the place, which was my life for literally a decade. Like literally for a decade, that was my life, where I would get maybe three periods a year. It was like such a joke with my PCOS, and my doctor was like, it's totally fine. Like as long as you're getting three a year, you're good. And I was like, okay, amazing. Again, that's also not normal, okay? Like we should be getting our period every single month. We should be ovulating. That's most important every single month to produce progesterone, not only to get and stay pregnant, even if you don't want to get pregnant, because progesterone supports your thyroid, your metabolism, your hair, skin, nails. It supports your stress response. Like it's so important. But anyway, that is what is normal. Okay. So let's wrap this up in a little bow. You want to have 25 to 35 day cycle consistency, right? You do not want to have spotting. No pain, no PMS, none of that, no clotting, no period. Your period, you want it to be between 3 and 7 days long. If it's less than that, you probably have low estrogen. If it's more than that, you probably have excess estrogen, right? You want your period to just come, get your nice full flow between 3 and 7 days, and then it ends, okay? The nice cranberry red color. You can have some clots in there if they're like 1 inch or less, but that's really it for that. And that is what I want it to look like. And if you're like, okay, Corinne, mine looks wildly different than that, and I am trying to conceive, like, what is going on? Or like, I'm going to try soon, like, I want to get this under control. Like, obviously, I recommend the Mind Your Hormones method. That is literally your step-by-step guide to exactly how to support your hormones, not just your cycle, but you're going to have better energy, moods, poops, all the things. Your PMS is going to go away. Your pain's going to go away. Your migraines are going to go away. Like, your BBT numbers are going to improve. Your cervical mucus is going to improve. You're going to get pregnant, like, all the things, right? So that's for sure what I would recommend. But also, no matter what hormone is out of balance, like I'm talking about, okay, it could be low estrogen, high estrogen. It does not matter in my method, because my method gets down to the root of where is that low estrogen coming from? Where is that high estrogen coming from? And all of that is coming from the systems in your body that actually affect your hormones. So no matter what hormone is out of balance, it will be supported when you focus on your nutrient deficiencies, your blood sugar, your nervous system, your gut and your inflammation levels, and your liver. That is all the modules in the Mind Your Hormones method, because that is what actually matters. So if you're like, wait, Corinne, I have high estrogen or low estrogen, or wait, I'm not sure, blah, blah, it doesn't matter. You have to just focus on the systems that actually affect your hormones. And no matter what is out of place, it's going to get healed. So highly recommend the Mind Your Hormones method. And you could also use code podcast for 10% off. You could just put it in at checkout and it'll take 10% off whether you do the pay in full, pay in plan, doesn't matter. And if you're like, okay, like the course isn't the best fit for me at this moment, then the free resources that I just shared at the top, the Creating Hormone Balance Meals and the Trying to Conceive Masterclass, are going to support you no matter what is going on with your cycle right now. So highly recommend doing those as well. So I love you so much. Let me know how you love this episode. If it like was a good reminder for you, if you already knew this, or if you're like, oh my God, I didn't know any of this stuff. I think it's just so important for us to do a little refresher on these things. So thank you so much for being here as always. I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.